Kentucky moon. They said he was the greatest playwright of his time. They say he wrote about 58 or 59. He worked on a ranch in his teens and studied to be a vet, or so it seemed. Then worked as a busboy at the village gate. In the house next door, Dylan was writing songs that would soon become great. Yeah, Sam, you were the man. Come on, play it again, Sam. Play it again, Sam. Come on, play it again, Sam. Play it again, Sam. At the Chelsea, Patty fell out of the arms of gay Robert into the bed of Sam. For one whole year, Sam would be her man. At the Chelsea, they lived in room 411. Although Sam was still married with a wife and a son. They were both from Illinois and around. They both shared lots of common ground. Common ground. They were both unique artists with style and flair. Soon they'd become well known for their different art everywhere. They both got matching lightning bolt tattoos. Patty didn't know that Sam, she would soon lose. They both wrote the play Cowboy Mouth together. But their passion for each other couldn't last. Sam, you were the man. Come on and play it again, Sam. Play it again, Sam. Later, Patty married a guitar player called Fred. Settling down and just kids were in her head. They'd got away from the Chelsea hotel scene. Artists can be so self-righteous, cruel and mean. After Bob's friends had joined Bob on his Rolling Thunder review, scriptwriter, so he asked Sam to join them too. Sam had played before with a band on the drums. No matter what he did, Sam sure liked to have fun. So Bob had asked Sam to write a script for the show, but the actors were all high on drink and on snow. Joni was paid in fairy dust for a part. Sam knew this scene wasn't for him and soon he would depart. Would depart. Sam and Joni had become lovers on Bob's tour. For Sam, one woman wasn't enough, he wanted more. He never felt remorse or felt shame. Joni wrote about Sam on her album with that Arabic name. Yeah, Sam, you were the man. Come on, play it again, Sam. Play it again, Sam.
Rembrandt's plays were directed by Jacques Levy, who'd wrote Desire by Bob. Then Bob recorded with Betty. With Bob, their song Brownsville Girl, they later made. About Gregory Peck, a gunfighter made in the shade. Sam was in the right stuff and almost won top prize. But the Oscar went to Jack, which was no great surprise. When the show had left town and Sam had moved on, he found Jessica, and for 27 years they'd be as one. Yeah, Sam, you were the man. Come on, play it again, Sam. Yes, Sam, you were the man. Sam was without a spouse and was alone, surrounded by his children at his Kentucky home. He said he still had so much that needed to be done. He'd achieved so much but died relatively young. Yeah, Sam, you were the man. Come on, play it again, Sam.